Brianna Dasher is everywhere. Maybe you know her from TikTok or from her guest appearances on Rachel Ray. I know her from her music. And when you take someone who loves music and food as much as I do, I had to get her on the couch. Today we sit down with Hannah Dasher, and you are going to love her as much as I do. I'm Lisa Allen, and this is Always Eating.
So I had said to you, there's no way I can possibly look cool today because I'm like a mega fan. And it was like a huge get that I was like, shut up. We're going to get Hannah Dasher in the house today. I was very excited that you were coming through.
You're so kind, Lisa. Well, I'm tickled to be here. Always Eating. That's me.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, you know, I have been anticipating new music and I see you all the time on the studio TVs because I'll see you on like Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
And I can see it, but I can't like listen in to what you all are doing because I'm on the air and I'm like, okay, she is massively into the food scene too. I'm like, I have so much to talk to you about.
The last episode we were talking about, Rachel and I, we were talking about the new record that's coming out next month. Woot woot.
Yeah.
In October, but also my weight loss journey.
Girl, you look amazing.
As well. Well, thank you. Well, I put on 6 pounds because we've been on the road and we eat really good on the road.
Nice.
So the boys are at Limonati's, of course, right now. And anyway, but catering is always really, really good comfort food. So
yeah,
it's hard to keep the weight down. But yeah, and we made some honey butter chicken biscuits.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, you had me on honey butter. That's fine. But so you're talking pretty openly about the weight loss.
Yes.
So I've been pretty open about mine. Like I'm down almost 80 pounds from where I was a couple years ago.
Damn, get it, girl.
Yeah. Like
congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
And that's funny that you said you're up like 6 or 7 pounds or whatever. Like I'm up 7 pounds and I'm like, oh, you know, I want to get back to where I was.
But don't forget about the victory though. I mean, how far have you, know, like how many pant sizes? Now? You're like 4 pant sizes.
So
now.
Many.
So, 5. Yeah.
So many. I am. And I am eating constantly. Like I go to all these restaurants in town. You know, I go to all these dinners, all this. I'm like, I eat constantly.
When did you start your weight loss journey?
Oh God. It's been a few years. It's been probably 4 years total.
Yeah.
But it was really like the past 2 is when I was really like not messing
Project
around.
Look hot or naked. Woo! Yeah. That's what I've got. Yes,
exactly.
Girl. I've been working out with celebrity fitness trainer, Wilson Mebanier, and his program, it's called Grit and Hustle. And so it's the first trainer I've ever worked out with where I've actually seen results. Not my first trainer. I've had like 5 of them, but
same.
You know, I've always been thick-thighed. But literally I was like, I want Sheryl Crow arms. Give me Sheryl Crow arms.
Yes.
And literally within 2 months, I had my guitar arm
yes.
cuts and all. And so, and I have been a little bit slack because I've been on the road and he's out with Morgan Wallen right now. And anyway, so it's just, we meet where we can and I work out in a hotel gym when I can. But all that to say, doing that and then that last, as you know, that last like 10 to 15 pounds, you hit a plateau. It's mm-hmm. really hard to get that off. And so my girls at Vitality Health and Wellness, and they're out of Waycross, Georgia. So anyway, but they've stepped in and it really helped me achieve that
nice.
As well. So, but I got about 10 more to go.
No, you look freaking amazing.
You too, sweet. Well, thank you. I know it's hard. It's hard. I have to count macros and things like that, but I wasn't eating enough carbs. Who knew?
Okay. Isn't that weird that it was like,
I know.
When I got with my trainer who is out in the suburbs here, I mean, I'm not with him no more because I don't got no money. Sorry, Sean. But
love you.
Right. But
honey, I'm torn. I have zero money right now.
Right. And the big thing was, he's like, you got to eat more. I'm like, how are you going to tell my big wide ass that I need to eat more? And that was
the
whole thing.
You got a good look at it. I'm a heterosexual, but you've got a great ass.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're right. It was like, I'm not eating enough and I needed to like actually put some carbs in there.
That's
in the
good
morning.
Little teaser to use for an Instagram reel clip or something. That's a little teaser. I'm a heterosexual. You're going to do that.
And I'm like, why? Thank you.
Yes.
But yeah. So, okay. It's food love. It's music love. It's, I don't know how much about the new album we can talk about.
All of it.
Yeah.
Honey. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I've spent so much time with it over the past 24 hours.
You doll baby.
Because I felt all VIP when they sent me a link that I could listen to it before
good,
you got here.
Good.
And I was like, shut up. Nobody talk to me until tomorrow because I'm going to be listening. Like, I'm going to be listening to music.
Well, tell me what's your first, you know, what do you think thus far?
Oh, I'm in love with it.
Really?
First of all, I like the first song. I was like, this. There's a reason this is up front.
I don't know what the title track, the first track. Is it Crying All the Way to the Bank?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Crying
yes.
All the Way to the Bank. I was just like, it made me want to break up with someone so I could do that. But just
take them for all their work. Only if you date rich.
Right. Even then, the second one, it had me in my feelings. And if you don't have the track listing, it is like God's a Good Old Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God. I'm like, I need to listen to this with my boyfriend. Because I'm like, I bet he looks good in Carhartt.
He made the Cubs like, good again this
does.
Year.
Yeah.
My little boy.
Oh, my God. Do that again when I'm not talking over it.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I mean, well, I need to do a voiceover right now. It says he made the Braves good again this year, but tonight I'll sing, and he made the Cubs good again this year.
Oh, woo! See? Beautiful. Well, if you could send some help for the White Sox, which I'm a fan of.
Your Sox fan girl.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. And they need all the help they can
get. My drummer spat at the stadium as we were passing by. He's a huge Cubs fan. I'm obviously a Braves girl, but that's, you know, here nor there.
Oh, my God. Also, LPS, who is a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
Who made this connection. She had told me, you need to listen to Redneck Ass. And I was like, I can already tell you by the title of that song that I'm going to like it. So a little bit about me. My family has a farm. I have a hell of a lot of country for being a Chicago girl.
Yes.
So I spent a lot of time out on the farm. I have listened to a lot of old school country music. Not so much anymore, which is why I think I took to your music so much. Is because I don't get any of like the bro country vibes at all.
It's not my thing. I mean, if I could write music like that, I'd be making a killing, and I would. But I stay true to me. So honky tonk rock and roll is really where I love to live.
Yeah.
And then when I can branch out one day, I mean, you know, I'd love to collaborate with Justin Timberlake and Outkast and, you know, artists like that. But as far as my true bread and butter, it's honky tonk. And if, you know, a live show, obviously a lot of rock and roll.
Is there going to be a steel guitar on the stage later?
Oh, yes. You know it, honey. I'm the only female artist out now in the country, national commercial country realm that travels with a pedal steel player.
Amazing. Amazing. And you're on the couch next to me right now. I love it. I love it. Right now, my mom and dad are so proud of me.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm proud of your mom and daddy for raising you to appreciate the pedal steel.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, with the live show, you can... I'm not going to set my wig on fire tonight because pyrotechnics are very expensive, but you can expect to hear several songs from this new record, including I'm the One That Taught Him That Thing You Like.
Love it. Love that one, too.
I hadn't slept in 3 nights, so that's a little bit, a little ratchet voice. Sorry.
So we've got a big country music festival here in town. It's country music and it's food. So it's Windy City Smokeout.
Dying to play it. So playing Ed's place tonight, Carol's.
Okay, so you know Ed already.
I know of him. Okay. I played Joe's opening for the Cadillac 3 years and years ago.
Yeah.
Had so much fun. Like, y'all carried me out of the place. It was a blast. Anyhow, but now that I've been playing the road a little bit, and I say playing the road, this is my first little headlining tour. So
nice. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But so this will be my first official Chicago show.
This is literally what I'm going to send to Ed, that I'm like, this is what we want at Windy City Smokeout next year. This is who we want.
I do a meet and greet every night after my shows, and I stand in line for an hour and a half or so to 2 hours, and I hug people and I sign their, you know, whatever.
Anything.
Boobs, boots, hats, I sign everything. Anyhow, but the common, two of the most common questions I get, one, it's, well, why aren't you all over the radio yet? And it's also, you know, like, we feel like we're being force-fed, you know, music, like we want more of you. Like, why aren't you opening for, you know, why aren't you on tour with John Party, or why aren't you, kind of a thing. Anyway,
it's a good question.
It is a great question. It takes a lot of money to do this for a living, and if you and a lot of the and the acts that are making it are the ones that have the deep pockets, that have the big money behind them, and I'm doing this the hard way. Mm. But all that to say, you know, I just think that God doesn't deliver your mail to somebody else's house.
True.
You know, I think that your time, you know, his timing is perfect, and he's just letting some people have their spotlight right now, because it's making way for my time to shine. So I'm loading the machine gun and getting ready for the gunfight, honey.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun. But I've gotten some play on Outlaw XM, which is exciting.
Oh, nice.
They're calling me an outlaw. I don't want to be an outlaw, but hell, I'll take it.
Actually, I like that station a lot.
I do too, honey. It's all listen
right.
to.
I'm like, it's
love you, German.
I'm not supposed to be talking about, like, oh, how much.
Excuse
I listen
me,
to
I'm not
radio.
Supposed to listen to XM Radio. I'm sorry, that's another. We can cut
but
that out.
I do love that channel. It's on my preset. Anyway,
Queen.
Yeah, right.
Tom Petty Radio too.
God,
I'm sorry. We're a terrestrial building, and here I'm talking about. Can you believe that? I was at a major label for 3 to 4 years, and they never introduced me to the radio staff, let alone sit me on a radio
fail.
Tour.
That's a fail.
They wouldn't allow me to release Redneck Ass.
Really?
Really? My A&R person did not know who Tammy Wynette was.
That's so a crime, first of all.
Country music. So, like, they're in the Maren Morris, you know, Luke Combs, Walker Hayes world, which they're all, you know, sweet people. Anyway, but I just think it's a dating game in the music business, just like anything else. And with the artist producer, songwriter to artist, artist to, you know, artist repertoire at the label, you know, it's got to be a good fit. And they got really excited about me, but I don't think they knew what to do with me. They had not had, I guess, real country music with pedal steel in a long time.
Yeah.
And so.
But to me, that's why, like, a lot
they're
of
they're like, oh, well, you know, when it spins really high on Spotify or whatnot, you know, then if it goes viral on YouTube, then we'll take her to radio. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, for some people it does, but it didn't work that way for Eric Church. It didn't work that way for John Party,
right,
or Reba or Alan, or I don't know. It didn't work that way for Hardy. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, using a platform to shed light on something that you believe in, and then other people will, because if you believe in it, then people will buy into it.
Well, and that's kind of why I think that even just here in Chicago, for example, like the Windy City Smokeout would be a good fit, because I discovered Eric Church at Lollapalooza.
Woo!
Playing a daytime show. I didn't know who he was. I had time off from what I was doing for the station. I was walking around checking out music, and I fell into this crowd, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I love it. And later I find out it's Eric Church. Well, now, you know, he's all over the place, but that was how I discovered him.
Love him. And I collaborate with a lot of the writers, his co-writers that have made his career as well too, like Casey Bethard and Jeff Hyde and Michael Heaney and Jeremy Spillman. Those are some of my favorite writers of all time. And so I'm tickled to write songs with those guys.
Yeah.
Because Eric is a big influence. Alan Jackson is a huge influence of what I do as well. So Hank Jr. Rainbow.
Oh,
Lord, my last podcast was his daughter a few days ago, Maddie Jackson.
Come on.
We had to, oh my gosh, she made me cry. She was so awesome. But she's like, you remind me of my daddy. And I bawled.
I love Alan Jackson too. But that's kind of like, honestly, that early 90s is where I kind of, after that, I fell out of the country music scene.
Same.
You know,
and Eric brought me back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Randy Houser. I love you, Houser. He's so handsome. I love him. He's so precious.
Oh my God. I don't know. I saw Garth Brooks, whom I loved when I was little.
Very great entertainer.
Actually, at one of Ed's places, he played Joe's, and he did like a private little show.
Wow.
And it was freaking awesome. And
you were a little thing, so you got to see Garth in the 90s?
No, girl. He did the bar tour where he just did like little
bars.
This is
only a few years
back,
right?
5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah,
4 or 5 years ago.
I remember hearing about that.
It was insane. It was insane. And I was so excited. And I was like, this is like, that was the country music that I would go out to see you. I would go out to see something like this. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't really have any interest in the bro country. And that's just me personally.
I'm with you. Well, I mean, tomato, tomato. I have a twin sister. Many people don't know that. But she was big into Garth Brooks. She also likes Journey. I'm more like George Strait, Allen, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's more my vein.
Okay.
So to each their own.
How do you feel about Charlie Daniels Band?
You'll hear some of him tonight.
Come on.
I do a tribute to him in my set, baby. Spoiler alert. Well, actually, I live in a house, the house. According to my landlord, he's in his 90s now, and so he can't recall. Anyhow, but Where Devil Went Down to Georgia was written.
Stop it.
So
right now.
Charlie rented from him in the 70s. Waylon rented before that in 76 to 77 when they were cutting the Outlaw record, that house. Anyhow, and I'm in like the guest house. So Charlie rented the guest house where I am, and then he and the band rehearsed in the big house. So isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
the legend.
Awesome.
Yeah, the legend.
Yeah, I like grew up listening to Charlie.
I don't have fiddle in my band, but don't worry. It's cool.
Not yet.
Fiddle is not really my thing. I admire it. I think it's great. I mean, I'd like one at my funeral probably. But, pedal steel and about 3 rock guitars thick is where I land.
Yeah.
Blackberry Smoke with a steel, Skynyrd with a steel. That's my goal
sound.
That's what we aim for.
As long as you keep the steel guitar, I'm fine.
Oh, always. Always.
That just goes right to my soul.
I fought for, which is probably one of the reasons they didn't release me. They thought I was too country. And I'm like, well, whatever. But I want pedal steel in my music.
Yes.
I believe the 90s sound is going to come back. And lo and behold, Boy with a Mullet blew up.
Here it comes.
Here comes Morgan.
Here it comes.
You know? And now Jake Worthington and Zach Top, you know, other buddies, and they're just killing it. And who knew?
And a lot of it has been crossing over into the mainstream now.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't need to be so separated, you know?
Like, no, music is music.
Yeah. Like, we're playing, we got Jelly Roll on the air now.
Love it.
So it's just kind of, I would like to, Jimmy Steele, that's my boss, I would like to have some Hannah Dasher on the mix.
Hey, Jimmy. I make a mean pound cake, girl. I'll bring you one next time.
So, I am over here in the mainstream pushing you as hard as freaking possible.
Well, the great news is that with my TikTok doing what it's done, and then now with Instagram and Facebook with my buddy the Cornbread Cowboy, we're going viral with some of our little funny videos, but getting approached by TV outlets to do a lot more on TV. So there's more than one way to break and act, and so if I can't get to you in your ears, I won't get in front of your faces.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
So yes, so there's things in the works. Don't worry.
TikTok blew right the hell up too, didn't it?
I wasn't expecting it to, but I mean, hell, back to food. When all the restaurants shut down during quarantine, nobody was. You couldn't go out to eat, and all my friends were complaining about, I'm spending $1,200 a month on groceries. What do I do? I'm like, no girls my age know how to cook. Let me teach them. So Stand By Your Pan, you know, was born. And so, yeah, I just made a few jokes on camera, and I had no idea that it would take off like it has and lead me to opportunities like this and Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
Been on that show a few times. And so I'm just very tickled that that's done that. And so now you're all coming to my live shows because you're like, hey, I don't like country music, but I love what you do. And
yeah.
So that's what means the most. I think this music is for everybody. It really can be.
Well, and if they love that and they love you, they're going to love your music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to happen.
You're so sweet.
Well, that's nice of you to say it, but I'm like, I'm not even saying it out of a sweet place. I'm kind of like, it's about to happen. I mean, I told LPS that the first time she's like, I think you should listen to this. I think you'll like it. And I listened to it with my little brother, who is also a country music fan. And we were both like, oh shit, did we just fall in love with a new artist?
I love that. Isn't it refreshing when you come upon talent, like new talent that is inspires you? For me, it is, because to me, it's rare that I'm impressed. So guys like Zach Top, who I mentioned earlier, impresses me, and I think Hardy's great. Eric Church blew me away and really brought me back. Jamie Johnson obviously blew me away. And so I don't compliment everybody, everything. You know, if you like it, then you like it.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's always trying to push something new in your face. And most of the time I'm like, I mean, it's fine. But none of it, I'm like, I love this. That's what happened when I listened to, what is it, seven, eight songs
yes.
that I got? Yeah, yeah.
It's officially a record, I guess.
Yes, it is.
I love that. Well, that means the world to me that you've taken time to listen to my music and that it meant something to you. And I'll never forget, like, my first Dixie Chicks concert, I went and with a group of my friends, and so I had my purple-haired gay friends on my left and my redneck buddies on my right. We're all there together, and you know, music is so great at uniting people. And when you go to a Hannah show, you're going to see drag queens, you're going to see good old boys, young, old, you know. And I mean, I'm only playing, you know, 300 cap rooms right now, but I'm so proud of that.
Yeah,
and proud to unite people in some way.
Literally bring
through music. Yeah, who
together.
Knew? Who knew? Yeah,
it's you. You did it.
Well, social media, and you're doing it. Y'all, these kind of things are doing that for me.
Well, I'm just geeking out because I'm a fan, but I was also like, oh my God, there's a common thread. She loves food too.
Duh.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, country, let's talk food. Loss, food. I'm like, man, we got, like, now I just need to go out drinking with you. It's fine.
God, please. Well, I'm not drinking as much these days, but I smoke a little more herb. Can I say that?
Of course you can.
We got in trouble in Colorado last week, and I thought Colorado was a legal state, so.
I thought it was too.
When I play my song Stoned Age, it is very likely that a fan is going to put a joint on stage, or like I've been given a bouquet of pre-rolls before. Last weekend, it was this beautiful cigarette case, like a silver cigarette case full of pre-rolls. Anyhow, and so naturally, I'm like, can I light one up? They're like, yes, do it. So I thought that meant it was okay. Anyway, but we won't be lighting up on stage tonight. I don't want to cost Ed his liquor license.
Oh, man. Well,
that venue. You're welcome,
true.
Ed.
There's no calories.
You can smoke with us afterwards.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's no calories in MJ. No, there is no calories there, but it does make you munchy as hell. Doesn't it? What's your go-to munchie food?
Oh God, everything, anything. I destroyed like a 2-pound bag of trail mix. I was on vacation with
about the
boyfriend.
Raisins and the M&Ms. What are those?
Yeah,
get it, queen.
Like, we're in Tennessee. We had all these edibles. You know, we weren't really drinking, but we had edibles with us.
Yes.
And he's, you know,
those are fun for sexy time.
Right? Yeah. Totally.
I'm a hot dog. Like, I'm a savory snacker. So, like, I mean, I love sweets, but when I'm under the influence, I'm into hot dogs, fried chicken. Like, those are my things.
Well, I need both. I need salty and sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I need, pizza
mix.
And Oreos. I need it all is the problem. And Lord. There's just, like, I never get full. It's a bottomless pit.
Potato chips don't give you a thigh gap. But
I guess you're overrated.
Good. This is true. I'm starting to get one, a little bit of one. I'm so excited. I just don't want to lose it.
It is the little things when you see a little bit of it, like in pictures, you're like, oh, look at that.
I haven't cut out bad food. I just like, for instance, this week I was eating my, oh gosh, what do you call it? My zero carb yogurt, Oikos. It's really, really good. The Oikos zero carb. I love that stuff. It's a triple zero is what it's called, yogurt. It's really, really good. But I crumbled up part of a Whoopie pie in it. I
know that, what?
Don't tell Wilson. Don't tell my trainer.
What, the plain one or a vanilla one? Because I always get the berry kind.
Berry's good. The vanilla's great. Yeah. I did vanilla and I sprinkle some low sugar chocolate chips in it usually.
Yeah.
Just because I've got to have something. But this week it was a Whoopie pie. Oops.
Oh.
In my yogurt, in my low carb yogurt.
What is a Whoopie pie? Like a moon pie?
I guess it's, well, you Midwesterners, it's a thing for you guys. Y'all love it. You can use like a chocolate, like a devil's food, kind of like cakey cookie with cream in the middle. It's like a cookie cream sandwich. Mine was a chocolate chip Whoopie pie.
Oh, nice. See, I wouldn't have the yogurt. I would
really?
Just be like, yeah, cookie. Mm. Yep.
Well, I had to have some protein with it to cancel out.
I'll do the little yogurts because we buy them all the time at the house. And it's like, I know I'm trying to be healthy, but then I'll put a bunch of granola in it.
Yeah.
And then either some kind of berries or a banana. And then I put honey on top. And it's just like, it's a sundae by the time I'm done with it.
There
like,
you well, go. It's a sundae. It's a dessert.
Yeah. I'm like, it seems healthy, sort of. I'm like, there's protein in it, but there's also everything
else.
Yeah,
granola. You got to watch out for granola. It's got a lot of, I sprinkled a little bit on top of my yogurt this morning, but whatever. I'm traveling with a cooler. I let some chicken salad go bad. I could kick myself in the butt for it. Oh, well.
The word. Yeah. How do you even attempt to eat well on tour? Like, how do you even do that?
You know what?
I don't think I really could.
Like, I packed a cooler with some kind of healthy stuff in it, but it's honestly like putting on workout clothes and not going to the gym. Like, you look the part and you feel good about it, but you're really not doing the work.
Right.
That's the truth of it all.
So, okay, here's the most predictable question ever. You're in Chicago. Are you guys going to go eat pizza?
Yes, but Chicagoans don't really eat deep dish, do they?
I mean, we eat everything, but yeah, we eat deep dish.
So if I were to go to Lou's,
yeah.
What would you suggest I get?
I'm a big girl, so I like stuffed pizza. I don't like
stuffed pizza.
Yeah, stuffed
they have
pizza.
A stuffed pizza.
Yeah, don't they do stuffed at Lou's? Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds fabulous. With like it's with like some extra
thick.
Marinara.
It's like
with thick. With sauce on the side to dip it in.
They could probably bring you some sauce.
Or is it sauce on top?
Yeah, sauce on top.
Yeah.
I do stuffed.
Saucy.
But I mean, it's like a freaking pound of cheese in one slice.
I won't poop for a week.
Exactly. But it's going to taste so good.
Oh, my Lord. I have to get a salad to cancel out some of that.
Are you going to lose or?
Wait, the boys are there right now.
Oh, okay.
Side note, I call my band Mini Pearl Jam. Don't go Google us because you won't find that. But, you know, like Alan Jackson calls his band is the Strayhorns and George Straits is the ace in the whole band. But mine's the Mini Pearl Jam.
Why?
Isn't Eddie Vedder in this home to it? Home to Eddie?
Mm-hmm. He was just here last week. Yeah.
Yes, they had two shows.
Mm-hmm.
My manager was there, and I was so jealous. I literally made her send me, like, the screenshot of the set list and all that stuff.
I've never been, like, a massive Pearl Jam fan, even, like, in the 90s. It was just not, like, my go-to. And, man, when everybody was at the shows last week, I felt so much like I was missing out.
Girl.
Oh, man, I should have probably gotten some tickets.
Well, they are rightfully in the Hall of Fame, and I think anytime you've got a band like that, like, whether, like, a Green Day, if you're a fan or not, I always like to go see him once to say that I did and just to pay my respects, honestly.
Yeah, and they've been around for a long time.
Who's your favorite rock band?
Oh, rock band? Oh, God, that's such like an unfair question. Damn. Like,
well,
your
favorite band. What's your favorite?
I'm an Elvis Presley person.
Oh.
Unless we're talking about like newer stuff, because he's been gone since before I got here.
I mean, of all time.
Of all, Elvis Presley.
Get it, Queen.
Of all time. I have been so into his like Nashville country kind of music. A lot of his gospel too. I don't know.
Love it. Yes, honey. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That record won a Grammy.
Really? Yeah, I should know that and I don't. But I spent a lot of time on Channel 75.
I love that. Yeah, That's right. Elvis on XM, girl. Yeah. Have you been to Graceland yet? And like, of course. You can actually go to the, who is XM again? I'm so sorry. But you can actually go to the station and you can say like, you're listening to Elvis Radio on satellite. Blah, blah, blah. So you can do that.
I went down there. But before any of that, because this is years ago, whenever I think I was like 21, it was like the 25th anniversary of his passing.
Oh, yes.
And Memphis was just a massive party, and it was actually really beautiful. There was like all these people down there, and you know, the candlelight, everything. And my name is actually Lisa Marie, so I had to go take my picture next to the airplane and all of that.
I met Lisa Marie at my meet and greet last night as well, who's also named after her, which I think is great. Wow. So long live the king, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan. Elvis is the inspo behind like a lot of my clothes. I mean, my big collars and my, you know, and the glasses and the jewelry. I mean, all my gold jewelry. I've got an EP remake that a fan gave me. It's the EP in diamonds.
Oh, wow.
It's just gold and cute and CZ, honey. It's not real diamonds, or I would have pawned it off by now to...
So what?
To pay for this record.
Yeah, right? Right? No. Okay, so Elvis is a big one for you. What about...
Huge. Bands?
Yeah.
Bands. Band-wise, call me redneck. I reckon that I am. But Lynyrd Skynyrd, by all means. But Tom Petty is up there for me. Aretha Franklin is up there for me.
Okay.
I call her Urethra Franklin. But and I mentioned Alan Jackson earlier and Eric Church, but Hank Jr. is also, that's my top, what, six that I just listed. They're tied in their own way.
Yeah. I don't think I am familiar enough with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, I know.
The story of those guys is incredible. There's a documentary you really need to see.
Tell me.
It's called If I Leave Here Tomorrow, but it's just Skynyrd in a nutshell. It's a bunch of white trash boys from Jacksonville, Florida that had to stay out of trouble. And so they clung to their instruments. And, you know, when you think of songs like Free Bird, like Alan Collins was like 18 or 19 years old when he was writing the guitar.
Wow.
Parts for that. And it's the most revered guitar in rock and roll.
Song, yeah.
Usually, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so to think about some teenage guys that wrote that and so many hits, like when you, just like going to a Tom Petty show, it's like, damn, that's a hit. There's a hit. So
Tom Petty is one that I'm bummed I never got to see. And I'm like, that's one of them on my rip-off list. Like, you know.
I saw him his last show in Atlanta, but gosh, I was high as a moon back because it was him and Joe Walsh. So I was having the time of my life.
Yes.
And I met Charlie Starr and, you know, in the back or whatever. And he's like another rock hero of mine. He's the lead singer of a band called Blackberry Smoke. And they're amazing. If you get a chance to see them live, they're honky-tonk rock and roll as well.
Do you get like starstruck when you meet some of these people that are your musical heroes?
I was when I met Alan Jackson, but luckily it was in a musical, it was at an ASCAP awards banquet, and so it was like in a setting, but I literally had to go gain my composure.
Really?
And because the guy that signed him is the one that introduced me, Tim Dubois, and so I was just, anyway, I was just, because it was just so surreal for me, but, you know, I was scared to death of Hank, and so I don't talk to him much, but the last time I saw Hank, he booped me on the top of my head. I had on like a Bump It wig, it was at his latest album release.
In like a loving way?
Oh, yeah, he was like, boop, boy. He's seen me a few times.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've met. I've met him a few times. So, but I was tickled to meet him. Reba, I was so excited to meet her, but it felt like hugging my mama.
Yeah.
Really? And so I've met her a couple times.
Is she darling?
Oh, my God. She sent me a Christmas present.
What? Of course she did. Like, of course she did. That just,
it, like, paid my rent for a few months. It was a very nice Christmas card.
Yeah, she seems like
she's
likeable.
She's a gem
person.
Of a human. Yeah, she's. Yeah. And, of course, you know, it was, like, during COVID, so we could hug, but it was, like, had to have masks on. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Hold your breath, take a picture, smile. Yeah, kind of when that kind of situation.
You know what though? We all hold our breath when we take pictures, even now.
Oh yes, we do.
Like COVID's not
even there. Poses down, girl.
Yeah, yeah. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, quick, nobody breathe.
Well, I'll be taking pictures tonight and on this Tall Boy tour, so. We've got a lot of, you mentioned Memphis, we're going there. We've got, we'll be out in L.A., which I'm so excited.
Yes.
And Joshua Tree, woo, I might disappear for a few days, but we'll be out there too.
Yeah, you will.
Anyhow, but I'm just in Arizona and but they can find all that at hannahdasher.com. But definitely, you know, tell me the great restaurants in your town too, your city where we're going. I'm all about hitting up the good eats.
And find you on social. That's where everybody's blowing you up right now.
Yes, yes, yes. But know that I'm doing a meet and greet, a free meet and greet right now. As long as I can. After each show, I'm going to stand in line as long as I can.
Wow.
And hug you and take pictures with you and thank you for coming.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I'm just so excited to meet you and thank you for being here.
You meet lots of cute security guards that way, girl.
Oh.
Well, but she's already true love.
Me after I'm spoken for.
Oh,
I'm like,
well, is that the, yeah, right.
Sorry, babe. Yes, thank you. I could talk to you for 3 days, but thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I didn't mean to ramble on so much. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Don't be sorry. This is amazing. Your show tonight at Carol's. Knock it dead, girl.
Yes,
I know you will.
Yes, hoping so. Ed, sign me up for Smokey, honey. Smoke out.
Yeah. Windy City Smokeout. We need this. Ed, I'm talking directly to you. Is this the camera or is that one?
We'll smoke out back. Is it legal here yet?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. It sure is. It sure is.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Wonderful.